Gratitude is a feeling of appreciation and thankfulness for blessings or benefits we have received. As we cultivate a grateful attitude, we are more likely to be happy and spiritually strong. We should regularly express our gratitude to God for the blessings He gives us, and to others for the kind acts they do for us. The Lord has promised, "He who receiveth all things with thankfulness shall be made glorious." Gratitude is an uplifting, exalting attitude. People are generally happier when they have gratitude in their hearts. We cannot be bitter, resentful, or mean-spirited when we are grateful. We should be thankful for the wonderful blessings that are ours and for the tremendous opportunities we have. We can be thankful to our parents, family, friends, and teachers. We should express appreciation to everyone who has assisted us in any way. We should thank our Heavenly Father for His goodness to us by acknowledging His hand in all things, thanking Him for all He gives us, keeping His commandments, and serving others. We should especially thank Him for His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, for the Savior's great example, for His teachings, for His outreaching hand to lift and help, for His infinite atonement. Kenneth Cope sings, "Because I Have Been Given Much," from his A Prayer Unto Thee album.
Because I have been given much, I too must give. Because of Thy great bounty, Lord, each day I live. I shall divide my gifts from Thee with every brother that I see who has the need of help from me. Because I have been sheltered, fed by Thy good care, I cannot see another's lack, and I not share. My glowing fire, my loaf of bread, my roof safe shelter overhead, that He too may become. Mission, Lord, I too will serve. I'll leave the comfort of my home to teach Thy word. I'll seek Thy sheep who've gone astray and those who've never known the way. I will make Thy work my work today. I shall give love to those in need. I'll show that love by word and deed. Thus shall my thanks be thanks indeed.
To the Lord Jesus, who bought us with a great price, we owe an undying debt of gratitude. It is impossible for us, weak mortals as we are, to fully comprehend and appreciate the suffering He endured on the cross so that He might gain, for us, victory over death. And even less can we understand the suffering He endured in Gethsemane so that we might obtain forgiveness of our sins. Which suffering, He said, caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit. And would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. The BYU Singers perform I Stand All Amazed from We Sing of Christ.
Thank you.
It is human nature, I suppose, to seek elsewhere for our happiness. Pursuit of career goals, wealth, and material rewards can cloud our perspective and often leads to a lack of appreciation for the bounteous blessings of our present circumstances. An old proverb states, "The greater wealth is contentment with a little." In his letter to the Philippians, Paul wrote, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." Katie Thompson sings "What I Need" from the Michael McLean album, Tender Mercies.
All I ever wanted, all I ever dreamed of, everything I hoped, and all the things I prayed for, couldn't hold a candle to what I've been given. I've been given what I need. A mansion on a hill, or love like in the movies, perfect little dreams where no one has a problem. Instead of all those things I thought I really wanted, I've been given what I need. Even when I didn't understand, when I thought you had no heart, thank you for rejecting my demands and always giving me the better part. All I ever wanted, all I ever dreamed of, everything I hoped, and all the things I prayed for, couldn't hold a candle to what I've been given. I've been given what I need. All I ever wanted, all I ever dreamed of, everything I hoped, and all the things I prayed for, couldn't hold a candle to what I've been given. I've been given what I need.
We owe an eternal debt of gratitude to all those, past and present, who have given so much of themselves that we might have so much ourselves. Rick Logan sings "All for You" from The Other Side of Sorrow.
Come to think of it, I'd have chosen another way. Come to think of it, I was hoping for one more day. And something is slipping away that I can't hold on to. I don't pretend I'm brave, but everything I gave, I give it all for you. Tried to rescue you, tried to see you through what you could not do. I give it all for you. Come to think of it, I'm not sure that you asked for this. And the price I paid, I don't believe that this was your wish. My gift is not mine alone. My family gives to those who cry for me and said goodbye to me, shed a tear. cheer or two. Hope when you are free, you'll think of them and me with gratitude for what we gave to you. Some say you won't, but I have faith and believe. Ours is a gift. No flag at half staff today. Come to think of it, you don't know how I died today. What I've done, others have done. When love asked them to, give it all we could, 'cause we believed you should be free to choose. And did it cause we cared? That's why we came and dared to die for you. It's why I died for you. Give it all.
The Lord has said, "And in nothing doth man offend God, or against none is his wrath kindled, save those who confess not his hand in all things, and obey not his commandments." It is clear to me from this scripture that to thank the Lord thy God in all things is more than a social courtesy. It is a binding commandment.
Every day's another page that's added to my story. Sometimes it's like I see my life open right before me, and more than all the chapters of my life, I'm thankful for what's not in black and white. For the roads I've never traveled, for the pain I never knew, for the places that you kept me from. Father, I thank you for the days that were not wasted, for the years not spent in vain. I'm grateful for the stories that I'm going. Your mercy's been with me in more ways than I could know. And through the miles and all I've seen and done, there's so much you have protected my heart from. For the roads I've never traveled, for the pain I never knew, places that you kept me from. Father, I thank you for the days that were not wasted, for the years not spent in vain. I'm grateful for the stories that I've been
just sung Unwritten from her album Day of Praise. How can we pay our debt of gratitude for the heritage of faith demonstrated by pioneers in many lands across the earth, who struggled and sacrificed so that the gospel might take root? How is thankfulness expressed for the intrepid handcart pioneers, who by their own brute strength pulled their meager belongings in handcarts across the scorching plains and through the snows of high mountain passes to escape persecution and find peaceful worship in Utah's valleys? Sam Payne, Nancy Hansen, Tammy Robinson, and Clive Romney sing Don't Let Them Be Forgotten from The Ghosts of Gardner Village.
He was a father.
She was a mother. And they were family to me.
And their trials surely would have broken lesser men. But they endured them,
overcame them, leaving me a precious legacy. How can I thank them
for this gift that has no end?
Don't let them be forgotten.
Don't let their memory fade away. A miller.
She was a poet.
But they left it for a dream. Thirst for Zion brought them to this wilderness to dwell.
They gave their talents to the common storehouse, giving all their hearts and hands could make.
Now all the lives they've left,
no tongue can ever tell.
Don't let them be forgotten.
Don't let their memory fade away. If we let them be forgotten,
we're denying their tomorrows
and our yesterdays.
Without them, so much of me is missing. I am less than half. Fade away. If we let them be forgotten, we're denying their tomorrows
and our yesterdays.
We often take for granted the beauty of this world. Those who live in Thanksgiving daily, however, have a way of opening their eyes and seeing the wonders and beauties of this world as though seeing them for the first time. I encourage you to look around you. Notice the people you care about. Notice the fragrance of the flowers and the song of the birds. Notice and give thanks for the blue of the sky, the color of the leaves and the white of the clouds. Enjoy every sight, every smell, every taste, every sound. When we open our eyes and give thanks for the bountiful beauty of this life, we live in Thanksgiving daily. Julie de Azevedo sings Simple Things from State of the Heart.
It's not the gold and diamonds or the house upon the hill, a sports car in the driveway or a life of endless thrills. It's not the fame and fortune, the awards or degrees. It's the simple things. A phone call from an old friend, a baby's first step, the closeness with
stranger, a warm and soothing breeze. I find happiness in the simple things. And still we seem to work for the things that money buys, instead of smelling roses and watching the sunrise. So when you get to wondering, what does this life mean? Look to the simple things. Loving conversation when I'm understood.